The Click Magnet Dating Podcast, where experts dial in to discuss dating mastery, both online and off.
Hey guys, Scott Valdez here, and you're listening to the Click Magnet Dating Podcast by Virtual Dating Assistants. Today I'm happy to have Alex Kay on the phone. In a previous life, Alex was an average frustrated guy with women, but since then he's become a recognized dating expert who advises men on how to do better with women, from improving their attractiveness and sexual technique to how to pick up girls in college even. And one of the main things he coaches men on is how to get over their ex-girlfriends and move on. Today we're going to be talking about that, as well as what to do after you've moved on and you want to meet new women. So, Alex, first of all, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So, Alex, I know you have an interesting story. I kind of touched on a little bit kind of how you went from zero to hero, but can you tell us just a little bit about your journey to where you are today?
Yeah, sure. You know, just like a lot of other so-called dating experts, I felt like I was in a really frustrating place in my life, like 6 years ago, and I had hit rock bottom. You know, I had been dumped by my girlfriend, and I was just sitting there just thinking, what the hell am I doing here, you know? I felt so frustrated. I had no idea what to do. I didn't feel attractive at all. I felt like just a chump. I was sitting home playing PlayStation. I had my friends. I had a bad job. You know, everything was just, it was average. And where I'm from, you know, average just doesn't cut it. So one day, I'm from Denmark, by the way. I'm from Denmark. And in my family, you know, people have quite high expectations and wanted me to do good in school, so I got my grades, and you know, but I never really felt like I had control over my life. It was always like this unknown force was having me do stuff that I didn't really want to do. But it was first that point where I got dumped and that I really, what do you say, I really recognized this. And one day I felt so frustrated, actually, that I walked up to this really normal-looking guy who had a smoking hot babe by his side, and I just asked him, what the hell are you doing with this regular guy when you could get any guy on the planet to the girl? And this was kind of the moment for me, because the guy, whose name turned out to be Peter, he just laughed and he said, come on, man, what are you saying? You know, we have to talk. And I felt so, I was so perplexed by his way of just handling that strange situation that I just got drawn into his whole way of being quite fast, because we walked into this bar and suddenly he taught me a lot of stuff about girls and life, and it all just clicked, because inside myself for a long time I had known about spirituality, I had known about how to be better doing the stuff that you really like, but I just hadn't done it. You know, my way of doing things had always been forced by an unknown force, so to speak, like what my family's expectations were, what my friends thought, the media, the whole society. So at that moment, it just clicked. And from that moment on, I petered out and I started reading into this self-help field. And I found out that, man, I'm not alone in this. I mean, there's lots and lots of guys all over the world who needs help. And I started the journey, starting up the blog, Just Keep the Change. And from there on until now, I've just been writing what I have been learning so far. And I just see now that this field is so huge and it's so crucial too, because if you can't get these parts of your life handled, there's just no way of having a really good life. And isn't that what we all want?
Yeah, yeah. No, definitely. And so at what point did you start giving advice about getting over an ex? Did you have a tough breakup, or why did you start writing a lot about that topic?
Yeah. It's not that far ago that I found out that this one issue with getting over your ex-girlfriend is so huge. It was because I wrote this one blog post, which is simply called To Get Over Your Girlfriend, and the response was so massive, you cannot imagine. I mean, my usual blog post, they got around, I don't know, somewhere between 5 and 25 comments on average, but this one blog post, until this day, has gotten over 5,000. And people, yeah, really, and my service, I had to get a new web host. The site was down for I don't know how long. I didn't know what to do. I was just so overwhelmed by people emailing me, because suddenly it was like I was the leader of this little community where guys had been dumped by their ex and now wanted help. And I had no idea what I was doing. I had been told you before, I had been dumped by my ex-girlfriend, whose name is Laura. And that was kind of my start into the whole, I need to do better. But I hadn't really realized that this is what holds a lot of guys back. These bad relationships where they never really have the opportunity to move on. So when I realized this, I started writing more blog posts about it, and the response was still massive. And now I'm at the point where this is not the main focus of the blog, because I still focus on improving your life in several ways, but this is one of the biggest topics. And I've also written an ebook about it, which is my first, by the way, also called The Ex-Girlfriend Solution. And it's about everything that has to do with getting over your ex-girlfriend and moving on and then getting a relationship after that, which is even better than the one you had before.
Awesome. Why don't we talk a little bit about that? What is the, if you have a tough breakup, what's the first step in getting over your ex-girlfriend?
Well, the first step, I think, is to recognize the whole situation. One of my main things in everything that I teach is that you have to be honest. And honesty in this regard is not just about being honest with others. It's also about being honest with yourself. And when it comes to a breakup, there's always a lot of things that you can think about, like what started the relationship, how did it progress, and how did it end? I mean, you've just these three components of the relationship, and they are all very important. And when you start and think about these, you get like a bigger view on the whole situation, and then you start to accept and acknowledge your own situation, which is now that you have either dumped her or you have been dumped. You can be honest with yourself with what happened. And if you cannot do that, you will have a very hard time ever learning something from it, and you will have a very hard time moving on. So I will say that that is the first and most important step. That is to really acknowledge your situation and accept it. I have these four phases that I think that most breakups go through, and I call the first one the shock phase. I say that it usually lasts from around 3 to 14 days, and it's when the breakup just happened. In this phase, your body will kind of go numb, and you will not feel so much and stuff like that, and this is not where you need to be honest with yourself. I think that the shock phase, and it's just to say that this is actually what happens really right after the breakup. You can go through this and just try to feel your way through it. You don't have to do anything. But when you kind of move on and start to think about the whole thing, the first thing to do is to be honest with yourself and try to acknowledge what you've been going through and what you want to gain from it.
Mm-hmm. And what if you feel like you don't really understand why the relationship ended? Like, you know, I think you're talking a lot about kind of recognizing what happened, but it's all, you know, you're also kind of implying you should understand what happened in the three parts. So what if you feel like you just can't understand, like, why it ended? Like, maybe you're having a hard time getting a reason from her that really makes sense to you.
Yeah, I see. Yeah, that's also where a lot of guys mix up, and that's where they think that they have to really not understand what happened, but to understand why she did what she did. Because to understand why a woman does what she does, I mean, I cannot do that, I guess. You cannot do that. Most men will never be able to do that, and that's not really the most important thing. What's most important is what you have been doing, because to understand a woman, for me, that's not really that necessary, because women are just this force of energy that I can't comprehend, and I don't have to. I just need to understand myself and why I have been acting the way I have. And by doing that, I may also start to understand why my woman has been acting the way she has. So it's not really about understanding her reasons. It's about understanding your own reasons for the whole relationship. And this is not something you do in a day or a week. It's something that you have to do all the time, actually. So it's not like you just sit down, you think about what happened, and then you're ready to move on. It's more about accepting the whole situation and coming to grips with what is happening before you can do some of the other work which is required to feel like you are moving on.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense.
And yeah, it does. And you know how a lot of guys, their first reaction to this kind of thing is, of course, they're sad, but then they want to try to make things right. They want to try to get her back, tell her they're going to change, and you know everything's going to be different. What is your advice for guys that really want to try to get her back?
Well, it all depends on the reason why they want to get her back. But I have been in contact with, I've been in contact with hundreds of guys who have been wanting to get their ex-girlfriend back after she has broken up with them. And what I usually tell them is this: you have to really know why you want to be in a relationship with this girl before you can really move on telling her that you want her back. Because most guys, they will just want her back because they feel so confused and frustrated by being dumped, their ego has been hurt, and they don't know what to do. So it's more like an act of frustration than it's an act of love. And what I try to teach at its base, it's all about love. It's not about ego. It's not about having a lot of girls. It's just about having this one wonderful relationship where you can grow and do the stuff in your life that you want. And I guess this is also where, different than a lot of other dating or pickup gurus or whatever they call themselves, because I'm not really about pickup. I'm really all about having a good life, being happy, and this is the basis of it.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point. I think you're completely right. You know, a lot of guys, like, you know, if we get rejected, it mainly has to do with the ego and not the other person. And so if you can determine what it is about the other person that you really want to keep, then it's much easier to communicate that, right? I mean, you've got, if you're going to try to get her back, it's all about communication and words and being able to, you know, really, most guys will just beg, you know, and if you can really show her why she's important to you, I think women will see some value in that. They'll actually see that you really do care rather than just trying to tell them, oh, I want you back, I want you back, I want you back.
Exactly. Yeah. A lot of guys, they just, you know, they want a girlfriend to have sex with her once in a while and to not be pushed upon by their parents, not ever getting a real girlfriend, and to say to their friends, yeah, I have this hot girl. There's really a huge difference between that guy and then the guy who's with a girl because he genuinely thinks that he is making himself better by being with her and by loving her and by her loving him. This is not to be all impsy-dimsy and roses and flowers, but I just think that a lot of guys out there, they go wrong by not even knowing why they even want a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's the insight of someone that's dealt with this and given a lot of advice in this area. That makes sense. So, you know, if a guy decides he's going to move on, that's usually easier said than done. What kind of tips can you give for, you know, for moving on instead of getting stuck in an emotional rut?
Well, I think that the best tip that I can ever give to someone who is trying to move on is the one I gave before. It's simply not acknowledging your situation and knowing what you want also. Because if you're not sure what you want, if you're like in the gray line between thinking that you want her back and thinking that you want this new life where she's not a part of it, you will never really be able to get either one. You have to really go after like a specific thing, which is internal, and use all your energy to do that. Like if you want to, you have thought about it and you really felt like you will be a better person if you're able to move on. And I said, great. So now you're able to focus all your energy on moving on. Then need to do is that you need to focus on making yourself the best you can be. And that's also easier said than done, sure. But it is what I think that most men should be doing right now, even if they're not in a breakup at all. And you always need to try to push your boundaries a little bit. You need to do the stuff that you fear. You need to do the things that you have always wanted to do. Not if they're totally out of your reach, of course, but then you have to either take the steps to go to that length, or you have to acknowledge once and for all that you're not able to do it. I mean, my own father, he always told me through my whole childhood that he wanted to open a shop making pancakes. And I thought, wow, that's an amazing idea, right? But to this day, and I mean, it's quite a few years ago, he has not opened this pancake shop, and he's still talking about it. And I know that he wants to do it, but he just fears it too much. So instead of doing that, I would say to him that either you need to open that freaking pancake shop, or you need to just drop the idea. Acknowledge that you're too afraid of what might happen if you do it, and focus on other things. The way being where you always think that you will do something but never really do something about it, it's what keeps most guys in an emotional rut, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that's really good advice. So sometimes I have clients that come to me for like help with online dating, and they actually are What they'll, I get this a lot, actually. They'll say something like, you know, I just broke up with my girlfriend, or, you know, we just broke up. It was a mutual thing. A lot of times it's not even her breaking up with him. It's like he broke up with her, or it was mutual.
Yeah, yeah.
And he says, you know, I don't know, like, I really, really care about her, but I just don't know. Like, I'm not sure if she's the one, and I don't want to waste time. Like, I want to find something serious soon, hopefully get married, start a family. And I just wasn't convinced enough that it was right. So I want to meet a lot of women, that's what they say. I want to meet a lot of women. I want to get back out there and meet a lot of people because I don't want to think about her, and I want to just try to get over it and see what else is out there. Maybe I'll go back, you know, if I don't find something. But so they're kind of like in this in-between area where they don't really know what to do because they're looking for something serious. You know, they do care about the person they're with. They're just not sure. Usually I'll kind of tell them, like, listen, if you're not sure, for me, if I'm going to get married, like, I have to be sure. If I'm not sure when I'm just dating them, it's not, you know, I'm not going to propose, you know. That would terrify me. Yeah. I have to know for sure. So I tell them, like, I think they're doing the right thing by getting back out there. But I don't know. I mean, maybe it's too soon. Like, what would your advice be for somebody that came to you in that situation? They're kind of on the wall and saying, hey, I want to maybe just get out there and meet a lot of people. They're kind of confused, really, when they talk.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, I would probably start off by saying that meeting a lot of people can be a really beneficial thing. Meeting up with a lot of girls, getting to know what you want and stuff like that. But I would say that it's kind of also a hit and miss approach because, as I said before, if you don't know what you want, you will have a very hard time getting it. So even though I think it's fine to just kind of play the field and stuff like that, it's like catching a fish with a net. You will catch a lot of fish, but you don't know if you get the fish that you want, right? You have to eat them all to get it. And while doing that, your stomach will get very full. So instead, you could just take one, let's just say a spear, and try to catch the one golden fish that you really like. But to know that it's the golden fish you like, you have to do a lot of soul searching first. I don't know the age of these guys, but to me it sounds like they're at least like in their late 20s or 30s or 40s. And by this time, most guys will have at least a little bit of knowledge about what they want in a woman. Most guys will want a feminine girl who's playful, who is amazing to talk to, and who they can relax with, and who makes them better. And these are all great characteristics. But when most guys go out and try to find a girl, this is not what they look for. They just look for, like, the first part of compatibility. Like, they are trying to see if they have the same kind of humor. They try to see if she looks good and all that stuff. And that's great. But you don't have these characteristics to go after in your head while searching for a girl. You will have a harder time trying to see her. It's like looking into this whole crowd with a lot of beautiful women, and if you're not looking for the brunette one, you will not see her. You will just see, like, all these different colors, and you will want to go after all of them. I may be rambling a bit right now, but it's really all about just trying to really figure out what do you want. Why do you even want this? It's really, really difficult, and it's also difficult to give the right tools because it's different for everyone. This is what needs to be done, in my opinion, to get that one special relationship that most guys really want, and it will be something that gives you more growth while doing it than just going out randomly dating girls, and that is what a lot of guys do, and you can get progress doing that, but also in a lot of times, you just see that they end up even more frustrated than before because they still don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, that's right on point. It really is hard to figure out exactly what you like. And sometimes, you know, you really have to do some digging with our clients. Like, we have to figure out exactly what they want to help them with their online dating stuff. And so we ask a lot of questions. And I think a lot of times with the questions we ask, they discover a bit about what they like. Maybe because they just haven't done that digging themselves. Well, let's talk about kind of moving on. We've started moving in that direction. So now, you know, you're over her and you're ready to, you know, hopefully you're completely over her, but you're ready to get back out there and start meeting other women. So the first step, once you're is actually getting out and going to places where you can meet women, getting online dating sites and stuff. I mean, how do you know if you're completely ready, and how do you make sure that women don't, I think one of the big problems with a lot of guys is when they first get back out there, they'll like talk about their ex and stuff.
You
can tell they have a little bit of baggage. So how do you just get out there without all the baggage, I guess, is the question.
Yeah, it's really difficult to say when you're really ready to meet a new girl, because it will be different for everybody, and it's hard knowing yourself too, because you might feel like you're really ready, that you go out to meet a girl and you end the night just crying and talking about your wreck still. So it's something that you have to feel in your stomach, and it's also something where you have to perhaps take a slight chance. If you feel like you're ready, go for it, but you have to be honest with yourself. If you feel like there's just this little thing in your stomach telling you that it's not true what you're telling yourself, then you have to get your life handled completely. Because every guy out there, and every girl too for that matter, will have just this little bit of emotional baggage. And it's fine, you know. You cannot go through life without ever getting hurt or without ever having someone tell you something that that makes you sad. So it's okay to have this baggage, but it's also a good thing to know that you are still the same person with it that as you were if you didn't have it. It's just something that you have to carry with you. It doesn't have to make you heavier. And if you're able to do this, all the emotional baggage in the world will not make you a worse man to be in a relationship with if you're still able to focus on the present. And this is also something that I am very focused on in my teachings, is that you have to be present both with who you are with and with yourself. You have to always be in the moment. And this is not to be on new psychology and what they call it, but to start breathing and to start feeling the world around you and to start enjoying nature, starting to enjoy every single little thing in your life. It really makes a huge difference in the end because it makes you a more present man. And when you are present, you will not think about all the baggage you have. And when you are present, you will be able to take every moment as what it is and try to be honest with every moment. And this is really where I think you can make a huge difference after a breakup. Because if you learn something from a breakup, you can take that wisdom with you. And no one can ever take that away. And you will perhaps be able to know what you like in a girl, what you should not do yourself, and how to be better. And this is only something that you can learn by going through some hard times in your life. And I think that's important to be a complete person, even though this complete person might have a few flaws. If you just know these flaws yourself and you're able to work with them and be honest about them, I don't think that is a problem. Not at all.
Mm-hmm. So when you're getting back out there, let's move into kind of some more general dating advice about, like,
sure,
a lot of guys, especially the ones that have been in, like, really long-term relationships, they kind of forget, like, how to talk to women and, like, how to, 'cause if you've been in a relationship for 3 or more years, I mean, it's really easy to kind of forget, like, a lot of the skills that maybe you had or didn't even have before in approaching women and, you know, going on first dates and, you know, just making a good overall impression. You know, when you decide to get back out there and you're ready to start maybe talking to some women, what kind of tips do you have for approaching?
The first tip I would say is not to be too desperate about the whole thing. Even though you know that you want a woman and you know that it's important in your life, I think it wreaks desperation if you go after it too specifically. I know I said earlier that you have to go after what you want and your goals, but you also have to do it in a natural way. I think that by just working on yourself and doing the stuff you like, meeting incredible women, I mean, will be very, if you really enjoy going to this one boxing class at the local, let's just say that, you will meet some women there and they will be mesmerized by your presence and the way that you love what you're doing, and the whole thing will come very natural. And I don't really encourage the whole go out and approach girls way of doing it. I mean, it can be fine if you just want to improve your conversational skills or if you're really, really shy, but you can over the whole step by just doing what you like to do and by being open for the opportunity that something might happen. It doesn't have to, but if something happens, you will be able to take that situation and make it the best that you possibly can. And you can only do this after you have been doing some soul searching and you are in the right you really want in life. Because what you want in life is so much more than just a good woman. I mean, every guy out there, they have some kind of goal. I mean, it could be to make the world a better place by being a real soccer player and teaching small kids how to do that too. I mean, that's my way of living a life. Or it could be to do less harm than you do good. Or it could be something entirely different. You have to live true to your purpose. And this whole purpose thing really rings in all scenarios of dating, because you have to know yourself to be able to give yourself to others. And this is really the gist of it all.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alex, this has been really an awesome interview. I think a lot of guys that are in tough situations with recent breakups are really going to enjoy this interview. So why don't you just tell us a little bit if they, you know, I know they're going to want to find out more about you and the product that you mentioned earlier. So why don't you tell them where to go to find them?
Sure. Yeah. The ebook is called The Ex-Girlfriend Solution. And it's really easy to find. You just go on justkeepthechange.com and you click one of the many links that's on there. Or you make a slash and you write the ex-girlfriend solution with slashes in between. I can give you the link so you can put it up. And there's also a short video where I tell my whole story about my breakup with Laura and how I have been using that also in my teachings regarding how to get over an ex-girlfriend. And it's really built up in small chapters where they can be anything from half a page to around 4 or 5 pages. And they answer really specific questions. And, you know, it's questions like if you should keep in contact with her after or during the breakup. And that's a huge thing, whether or not to do that. And it's about how to handle her friends and how to handle your own friends, how to tell it to everybody, how to be able to do some soul searching and some great tips and some great tools to work on that. And also, I asked some pretty tough questions on what you want in life. And a lot of guys have been telling me that reading the book through this way, where you read the part where you feel like you're at right now, and you read the answers to the questions that you might be having, you will be feeling that it's a very personal way of getting advice. And apart from that, you will also, of course, be able to email me at any time and tell me your story, and we'll be able to talk about it. I mean, I'm free for free advice all the time. And just shoot me an email. You can find me through the contact form on the page, on the site. Yeah, that's about it. It's not a short ebook. I guess it's around 100 pages, but it's pretty simple. I mean, it just answers a lot of these questions that almost everyone who's going through a breakup has. And apart from that, you can ask me everything that hasn't been answered because, as I said earlier, every story is personal. And no book in the world will be able to help you just as well as one-on-one phone calls or email conversations, because I can help you with exactly what you need to do and exactly what you need to know, qualified on where you are in your life right now. And sometimes it's difficult to know that yourself, and I might be able to see that better than yourself also just by contacting me. So yeah.
Awesome. Well, there you have it, guys. A true expert on how to get over an ex-girlfriend, talking about everything from handling the breakup initially to how to move on and really get over the ex, and even touching on how to do better with women once you're getting back out into the playing field of dating. So, Alex, it's been a great interview. I really appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.